Read, listen, learn.
Grandpa, this seat is for you, for you are the eldest person here, and it's also your birthday today.
Oh, you are such a good child today. Come here, sit next to me.
I'm afraid I can't do that. It's Dad's seat, according to the book about the table manners.
Oh, you read. Very good. Then I think we should do something different today. I'll give you some privilege.
Great! That's my favorite seat, which will be nearest to the birthday cake.
Now I see what you read the book for. But it's fine. I'll give you the lion's share.
Why do they serve up the noodles first? I don't like it. Where is the cake?
This is not common noodles. They're long-lived noodles. It's an old Chinese tradition to eat long-lived noodles on birthday.
I'll see. Then I'll try it.
After a few minutes, Daniel finishes his noodles.
Here's my gift for you, Grandpa. Open it.
Oh, a picture with the birthday cake on it. It's the best gift I've got.
And I'd like to propose a toast to you, wishing you a happy and healthy life.
Thank you, my good boy. Oh, here comes the birthday cake. Which share do you want?
I'm too full to eat any more cake. I shouldn't have eaten so many noodles.
Don't worry about that. We'll save your piece, and you can take it home when dinner is over.
Great, Grandpa. The spring festival is near. Will you please stay with us? We've been missing you so much.
No problem. What's more, I've prepared gift money for you.
Recitation.
Today is Grandpa's birthday. Earlier today, I read a book about table manners, so I behaved really well at Grandpa's birthday dinner. Grandpa said I was a good child and asked me to sit next to him. Then I gave Grandpa a gift. It was a picture I drew for myself. He liked it very much. I love my Grandpa.